As I said, the first part of this presentation is going to really be talking about the investments that we made in general application management and deployment using Intune. And so I'll just get right into that. We talk to customers a lot, and apps are very, very big part of enterprise mobility. And we have learned that IT pros have really complex app deployment needs. There's a lot of things at play when you talk about applications. And the first thing is that, you know, typically in a mobile environment, there's multiple different kinds of devices. You've got iOS, you've got Android, you've got Windows Phone, and all of them are different platforms. They all have different capabilities. They all behave slightly differently. They support different things with respect to how you can manage and protect data and devices. And so that's a challenge because that all has to be managed in a consistent way. Secondly, users, you need to give them the ability to get the apps onto their devices. You need to give them the ability to browse and find the apps that they need to get their work done. And, you know, you do want to do other things around making sure only specific apps are allowed to run and keeping applications up to date. All of these are things that, you know, are common challenges based on what we hear from you around application management. And so what we hope to show you today is how Intune helps you kind of solve all these problems and have a unified way to manage all of that. Real quick background, a little bit of background here is that you may be aware of this, you may have seen the slide, but when you're talking about Intune, there's really two major configurations you can run in. That's the, on the left-hand side is what we call the standalone or cloud-only version. This is entirely web-based, cloud-based. You sign up for a subscription, and you're pretty much up and running. Everything is done directly through the web console. The second one is a configuration where you're connecting the Intune cloud with your on-premise existing config manager infrastructure. So you're really free to choose whichever one of these suits you best. Cloud is good for just going for getting up and running quick and easy, and the attached hybrid model is something that allows you to leverage your existing investment in config manager. So your users or your admins who are going to be managing your devices use the same console as that they're already familiar with for managing PCs with SCCM. They're not learning something new. They're not installing necessarily anything different for them to do. There's a couple other benefits here, too. You can refer back to the slide, but I won't get into any more detail on this. And, of course, from the end user perspective, too, it's so nice how they use the word family here. You have a consistent yet tailored to the device experience for your end users for interacting with the service when it comes to apps. So when your users want to go find apps, they have a native experience on the device which has standard iOS or Android style kind of, you know, gestures and workflows, but you know, classified in a way that's common across all the devices. So it's really easy for a user to get up from their Windows 8.1 device, move to their iOS device, and kind of find applications through Intune in the same way. So switching gears a little bit, I'm going to talk about some of the investments we've made in application management for corporate-owned devices. And so there's a number of things that we've done to help the corporate-owned scenarios, and those are in these two major categories. One is around bulk enrollment, so that's really helping companies enroll a bunch of devices, get them provisioned, and then it's how to do configuration policies on those devices. And so we're going to focus on these two. I don't know if you can see that block there. Yeah. So these are the two that really are pertaining to apps. And so we'll talk about that. Some of the common things that we hear around configuring applications for corporate-owned devices are, for example, number one, that you need to ensure that the right apps are delivered to the device. And for a situation where you're not under bring your own device, that could be difficult because you're not necessarily enrolling the device under the context of a specific user. You're enrolling that device as, for example, the IT department. And so how do you make sure the apps get to that device? One thing that we've done is we've enabled the ability to target applications and policy to device collections inside of Intune, not just user collections. I'll show you an example of that. Next, you want to control what apps users can install. If it's a corporate-owned device, you may not want your users to install things like Facebook, or you may not want them to install things like WhatsApp. And so you can control by you know, setting these things in the console what applications are allowed to be done on these, or what applications are allowed to be installed on these devices with an app allow deny list. And then you want this done quickly. If you know, we continue to make significant improvements in application installation performance. And so we've done a tremendous amount of work to make app deployment fast and very responsive. And with the release that's coming up, you'll definitely see those improvements there. Device app targeting. So this allows users to quickly deploy applications to task worker devices. So the scenario here is around corporate owned is that you get these devices and you know that with these 100 devices that you're handing out to the workers in your factory or to whoever, you want them to all have these applications on them. So all these devices are going to be enrolled by a particular user, and because you don't necessarily want those applications to be targeted towards that user, you want the applications to be targeted towards the device. And so this is often used together with kiosk mode policies for provisioning devices so that they get the right applications on them and they're locked down to specific scenarios for task workers. There's a small screenshot of that there. There's not a ton to see in the console around this, but what you will see is that there's a new node in the deployment screen that says devices. And so that's what enables you to do that. Allow or block apps is another feature that's coming out in the next release. And so this basically prevents unauthorized apps from being used on devices. One of the things that is a constant, you know, things that we think about all the time working on a management service like Intune is that every device has their own different capabilities. And so we need to kind of manage the devices to the greatest extent that the devices allow themselves to be managed. And so this is one example of that. So Windows Phone, they actually have baked directly into the operating system on Windows Phone. When you apply a whitelist or a blacklist policy for an application, that Windows Phone will just prevent the app from running entirely. So you'll click on the app, you'll get a pop-up that says, sorry, your IT pro has said you can't run this app. If the user goes to install an application that's not already there and you've blocked that app, it's actually blocked from installing in the store. So that's a very tight integration and a very good way on Windows Phone to prevent unauthorized applications from being used. On iOS and Android, the platforms themselves don't necessarily support that kind of control over the applications. And so the way this works on those two devices is that basically that it's reporting. So you'll deploy these policies to these devices, and if we detect that one of these disallowed applications is present on the device, that notification will surface through the IT admin console, and you can take corrective action in that way. Basically, you can classify a device as being non-compliant, you know, based on whether or not that application exists. I'll show you an example later on around how to configure that inside of the console. Another thing that we've added in the new release is one additional way to manage iOS store apps. So what this is the ability to push automatically onto iOS devices free applications that live in the iTunes store. Previously, if you wanted to do a mandatory push of an application to a device with an iOS application, you had to sideload that application manually through the Intune console. Now we can do that with the app living in the store. And so that's really great for users because what they get is the ability to just kind of get that application installed through the Intune UI without having to go to the store. Because that application is coming down through the management channel, through Intune, you get all of the kind of monitoring and installation status around the application that you get with other kinds of apps, too. So you can tell this app has been installed or this app has had a problem being installed. You can inventory those apps, and then you can push policy to those apps. And so what's important about this is that when the Office applications and the other suite of content viewing applications get released to you, they're going to be released through the public store. And so this is the mechanism that on the iOS side you're going to want to use most likely to get those applications from the public store onto your users' devices. And of course, even prior to the managed app store app deployment, you can create apps that live in the store as deep links. And so what that means is that instead of automatically initiating a service-based installation of that application, the user just says, hey, you want to install this app? Let us take you over to the store where you can do that installation manually. That exists today. We're adding the top part in the release that's coming in the next several months. So here's basically how to do that. When you go to the software publisher assistant in the console and you go to add a new managed software object to the console, you'll simply see another item in the dropdown here that says managed iOS apps from the App Store. And then you paste in the URL for the application that you find on the iTunes Store. And then you're free to deploy that application as a required app, and that app will end up on the user's device with the content coming from the public store. When you do this, it's also possible to enforce application policy on that application. This is what Daniel's going to show. Not device policy, but application policy. So this slide is rather deep technically, and it's it's something that's really important, and so I'm going to talk about this in some sort of depth, because when you go to deploy, for example, the Office applications to your users, chances are you're going to hit an issue with that. And I want you to have these steps and refer back to this slide as a way to kind of get around that. So the issue is on the iOS operating system. An application cannot be managed by an MDM provider if that application doesn't come through the management channel. Okay? So what that means is, if your users go out and download the manageable Office application on their device, or they have it there already, and they come and enroll the device, and you want to put policy on those applications now to, say, prevent sharing or prevent copy-paste, that's not going to work unless that application is reinstalled onto the user's device through Intune. This is a platform limitation on iOS. And so effectively what has to happen is that you need to get that application that pre-existed on that user's device off somehow. They have to uninstall it, then allow the application to come back down through the management channel. So ideally, you know, if you can get them to uninstall it and then wait, that's great. You can approach this by sending them an email or letting them know, or just kind of, you know, raising awareness. But if not, there's some technical solutions you can follow to make that work. And so what you can do is you can do a number of different things. So number one, you can set the application prior to deploying it. You can set the manageable Excel, for example, application in the application blacklist. Okay. So what that'll do is that will let you know that, hey, this user is probably going to have this problem when you deploy the Office apps, and then you have the chance to remediate that somehow. You can talk to them initially. You can use this information to approach them and say, hey, we know you have this application. You're going to have to uninstall it in order to get done what you need to get done. Once they install that application, then the managed app will come down through the management channel. So it's not the most elegant thing, but it is something that you're probably going to hit, and so I wanted you to have this as a reference. Happy to answer questions on that later if there's anything around that. Another thing that we've done in the Intune console is added the ability to do application updates for required apps. And so what this is I said required, I actually meant available apps. So this is the scenario where you publish an application through the company portal, the Intune store, and it's an optional installation for your end users. Your users can optionally go install that application. Previously, it was not possible to push an update, a Play Store or a public store style update to that application. Now you can, and it's very easy to do. Basically, if you have a V2 of your app for iOS or for Android, you basically right-click, add the new binary, hit save, and that application will be automatically updated on that user's device in a very similar manner to how public store apps are updated kind of automatically through that channel. And so with mobile applications kind of being updated very, very frequently, you see this update frequency being much more, it happens a lot more than your conventional EXE or x86 applications. And so making a very streamlined way to update applications on users' devices is something that we got a lot of requests for, and we've built that for the next release. All right. So I'm going to switch over. Hopefully my thing didn't time out. My mouse is still alive. And I'm just going to show you a few of these things in the console. Let me just make sure that this actually is working. All right. I just need to re-authenticate on here real quick since it timed out. Switch over. Was it number one?
PC's one.
All right, there we go.
Can you check the keep signed in?
I should, yeah. And so what I'm going to show you here is just a couple just really kind of quick walkthroughs of some of the new app deployment features that I talked about. And so if you want to, for example, add an application to the blacklist and you know, create a prohibited application, you start off here in the policy tab. And so what you're going to do is create a configuration policy. And I'll show you an example of doing that for an Android device. You would click add and create a new policy just exactly the way you would otherwise, and we'll do it for Android. Android configuration policy, and we'll create that. And so what you see here, let me pull this over a little bit, is this surface down here, compliant and non-compliant apps list for Android. So we can say, for example, as the IT department, we don't want users to be able to install WhatsApp on this corporate device. And so we'll create a policy that says, for example, Android app prohibition. And then we'll come down here and we'll click this. So you've got two options. You can either do a compliant list or a non-compliant list. And so we'll do a non-compliant list here. So that means things in this list will be prohibited applications. Conversely, you can add a list of things which would be the whole set of applications that are allowed to be installed. And then you click add. And so the way to add it is basically just type a name. So we'll just do, this is not in no way reflects my opinion of the WhatsApp application whatsoever. But the way you restrict it is very easy. It's just as easy as finding what the URL is in the Play Store or the iTunes Store and then pasting that in. Okay, so just copy paste it out of your browser, paste it into this dialog, click OK, click Save. And so now that this policy is created, you can go deploy this policy to any of your Android devices the same way you would do any of the other policies in Intune. For iOS applications, for managed iOS applications, what I mentioned before was that it's all built into the software publishing assistant. And so what you're going to do is click this one from the dropdown, managed iOS app from the App Store. Same deal, specify the URL and just paste it in. I don't have one on me right now, but it's essentially the same workflow. And finally, application update. So if I go back to the software tab, this is the part in the console where you kind of view everything about the software that you're managing for your organization. And I can see when I look in this list that I have an application, a generic application, you know, published to my Android users. Custom line of business APK that, for example, I've written for them to use. And I want to update this to version 2. Right click, go to edit. So since it's already deployed, what you effectively want to do is edit the application in place. Let's see when this pops up. Sign in if things are timing out. And so this will bring up the software publishing assistant, and you'll be able to kind of be walked through you know, what it looks like to edit the bits for an application. So we'll go here. So this is application metadata. You can change any of this at any time, and it won't trigger an application update. So you can change the name, you can change the description, the icon, what have you, and that won't do anything really on the device. But what will change stuff on the device is this here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip back here and pick version 2 of my application. Copy as path. Paste that in. And so you have the ability to set minimum operating system. And so what this shows is that it's detected that it's an update. It says you've already deployed version 1. This is going to be version 2. You update that. And since it's already deployed, you don't need to go through the extra step of deployment. Now, any device that has this application installed is going to get a classic style notification saying, hey, there's, you know, an update's available for this, or have the update pushed. And it says right here, users' devices that are previously installed will automatically be updated. And so that's that. I'll switch back to the slides. Where's the clicker? There we go. And so these next slides are just where a click through of exactly what I showed you, so I'll just go through that. So good, I wanted you to see it twice. So I'm not going to go through these. These are here for your reference, so you can refer back to these slides later. So this slide and the one following it is just a matrix of the general world of application support in Microsoft Intune and how that works across devices. So you can refer back to this slide if you have further questions around, hey, how does this work on phone 8.1? How does this work on iOS? How does it work on Android? What about pushing? What about, you know, this or that? Come back to these slides, and I think your questions will be answered there. And the things with the green splats on them are things that are coming in the next major release in the next several months.